as the national unemployment rate dropped last week. A report from the New York State Labor Department shows upstate has a current unemployment rate higher than the national average. Governor Andrew Cuomo began an initiative this month to try to address those most affected people. The Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports.
Over the next month, mobile response teams are touring regions with the highest unemployment rates. Their goal? To get the long-term unemployed back to work. The re-employment team set up for one day in each location to advise locals on resume writing, getting an interview, and connecting with local employers. Spokesman for the Department of Labor, Leo Rosales, says that long-term unemployment in particular needs to be addressed to get the economy back on track.
We know that when there's an unemployed person in the community, the community is not growing. The community is impacted by that. So the more people you get unemployed again that are able to buy the extra things that are needed for their families with a paycheck, then that means they can contribute to the local economy and the local economy can grow.
Rosales says the initiative has 6,500 jobs in the Finger Lakes region alone to match potential employees with, and $6 million of federal funding to contribute to on-the-job training. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.